You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Diamondbacks baseball today on this Wednesday, November 1st, as we bring in Steve Gilberts, our Diamondbacks reporter for MLB.com. And Steve, what we're doing today is taking a look at the Diamondbacks prospects for the 2018 season. But before we get to that, still the little matter of crowning a world champion here in 2017. As we talk on this Wednesday, we're hours away from Game 7 of the 2017 Fall Classic between the Dodgers and the Astros. And, Steve, quite simply, who you got tonight winning this thing?
Wow, that's a great question, Matt. I'm going to go with the Dodgers only because it seems like in the past, whatever team has won Game 6 when they're down 3-2, seems to have the momentum, or whatever you want to call it, going into Game 7. So I'll pick the Dodgers tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a good pitching matchup, at least on paper. Lance McCullers and Yu Darvish. Darvish really struggled earlier in the series, but maybe he bounces back on the biggest stage of them all, Game 7. Whatever the result is, it's going to be entertaining, that's for sure, as the first six games of this Fall Classic have been, and we will see what happens. So, Steve, let's get to the matter at hand, and that's assessing this Diamondbacks team for 2018. So as you look up and down this roster, coming off what was a terrific season for Arizona in 2017, what would you say is their biggest area of need? And then on top of that, how do you feel they're going to address that area, whether through a trade, maybe the free agent market, or perhaps a guy in the minors that might be able to step up and contribute? What do you think?
Well, I think, Matt, I think one of the things they're going to have to look at is the bullpen. They had a good year last year in the pen, but they could lose Fernando Rodney. He's a free agent. He was their closer last year. So I think they have to answer the question, how do they replace him this year? Do they re-sign him? Is Archie Bradley a guy that they move from the setup role to the closer role? Do they go out and get somebody? I think they're going to be kind of limited financially when it comes to playing in the free agent market, just given the fact that their core is getting older and they're, you know, going to be do some pretty big raises via arbitration. They've got a whopping 14 players eligible for salary arbitration. And if you believe the MLB traderumors.com projections, that's about $52 million worth of arbitration eligible players. So for me, the biggest question for next year would be the bullpen. And how they end up filling that need. I think, you know, they have some internal options, like I said, with Archie Bradley. And so it'll be interesting to see how they do that. Last year they did it by bringing in some non-roster invitees, some guys looking for bounce-back seasons like a J.J. Hoover, T.J. McFarland, and they seem to have some success kind of rebuilding the bullpen that way. So, yeah, my guess is if they add people via for the bullpen, it would be via those types of deals as opposed to a big-time name or a big-time contract.
And, Steve, on the flip side of things, obviously you don't win 90-plus games without strong performances from your rotation and your lineup. So when you look at that, what would you say is the biggest area of strength that Diamondbacks fans should feel good about heading into next year?
Well, I think they should definitely feel good about the rotation. I mean, you look at the year that Zach Greinke had, and really 1-5, they were really solid. And you got Shelby Miller will be coming back from injury at some point during the season from his Tommy John surgery. So I think the rotation certainly seems solid at this point. And also that young core of position players. You know, you got Paul Goldschmidt and A.J. Pollock and Jake Lamb and Brandon Drury. There's some depth there, too, if they wanted to make a trade, maybe with one of their infielders to bolster the bullpen or to add to the bench or to add to the farm system. So they do have some options there, too. So I think that's kind of an area of strength for them is the depth that they have position player-wise.
Yeah, no question there. And, Steve, to break down some guys individually, we always see, or at least almost always see on a yearly basis, a guy that just has a breakout career year. Is there a guy on the Diamondbacks that fits that category that could be a candidate for a regression in 2018? And then on the flip side of that, a guy that maybe did not perform up to standards in 2017 and is due for a bounce-back year?
Well, I think, Matt, I think one of the things that, you know, Zach Godley kind of came a little bit out of nowhere and surprised some people with how he filled in this past season for Shelby Miller. Certainly, I don't think they win the wild card without Zach Godley's performance. You can't discount that. So the question becomes, was that just a one-time thing that he had coming up this year, or is that curveball that he kind of developed and refined, is that going to be something that doesn't regress? And in fact, he ends up building on that for next year. So I think that's something to watch. In terms of progression, I think you've got some of the, again, position players like, you know, Jake Lamb. Is he going to get better against left-handers? You know, if he does, that really ups his game. If he figures out how to kind of bounce back from his what has been second-half struggles the past 2 years and is able to put together two halves like he does in the first half, wow, that's a big step forward for the team right there. So I think those are kind of the two things that would jump out to me right now.
Yeah, especially with the uncertain future of a certain J.D. Martinez, if Jake Lamb can take that leap and take that next step, that would help offset any potential blow that would come from losing Martinez in the free agent market. Steve, as we come down the home stretch here, there's always attrition within every team every year due to health issues and injuries. Is there a guy in that category that is a question mark due to health issues right now?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's Shelby Miller who had the Tommy John surgery. You know, when is he going to come back? He's also arbitration eligible. Would they think about non-tendering him to save money and try to re-sign him at a lower cost? So I think that's something that you want to keep an eye on. You've got Chris Owings, who missed August, September with the fractured hand. How is he going to come back from that? Nick Ahmed also had a fracture of his hand. And then when he was a few days away from coming back, fractured his wrist. So those are a couple of guys that they have coming back from injury that you'll want to keep an eye on for next year.
And, Steve, as we begin to wrap things up here, I think that if you take any of the 30 teams in baseball, they fall into one of five categories or designations. Either you've got your rebuilding teams that are simply non-contenders, then you've got your wild card contending teams, your division title contending teams, and then ultimately, the ultimate prize, a world title contending team. You can eliminate rebuilding and not contending for this Arizona team, that's obvious. But of the latter three categories, which one do the Diamondbacks most closely resemble heading into 2018?
Well, you know, it's going to be hard if they lose J.D. Martinez to say, that they're going to be competing for a division title with a Dodgers team that won, 103, 104 games this past year. However, you see teams like that have won those kind of games end up taking a step backwards. I think if they do take a step backwards, the Diamondbacks could be in contention for that division title. But certainly they're a candidate for the wild card, it would appear, as long as they bring back pretty much a similar team here. So I think there's reason for optimism amongst Diamondback fans, whereas going into last year there was not many expectations. I think they're going to have some expectations going into this year, just given the way they performed.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, not a lot of expectations at this time last year. That certainly has changed. They've done a total 180 in that regard. We'll see how they respond to those expectations heading into 2018, hoping for big things in the desert for sure. Steve Gilbert, our Diamondbacks reporter, thank you as always for the time, and we'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Arizona Diamondbacks.